You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 2. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of RPG and a permeable podcast. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. Gentleman, the podcast. Hope all is well. On this episode, I'm gonna put you guys. Y'all already know what it is. This is the WrestleMania 2020 prediction. And you know, we got the bro, Mr. Aaron Saint, back on the show. So you know, we're gonna talk about, you already know, we're gonna predict WrestleMania. Y'all already know what it is. And what I need y'all to do is sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Anthony from the Beautiful Feet Podcast, and you're listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this amazing show. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will bring y'all the Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, when one plan don't fall into place, always come up with a backup plan. And what I mean by that is, you can't always stick to the one plan sometimes, because that one plan did not fall into place, so always have a backup plan. So stuff that's out of your control end up happening. Remember, always have a backup plan to whatever plan you have in place. And that is today's Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
What's up, everybody? If you listen to this episode, some of the card is scheduled to change, but it had not been announced on SmackDown yet, so most likely it will be announced today. So if you listen to this, some of the card for these matches will be changed. Thank you.
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. Y'all already know who it is. Mr. Aaron Sands back on the show.
We back at it again, even through the quarantine process. Still at it. You doing this shit?
Fact.
Ass and couch, my nigga. Like, we lit out here.
Well, you know, welcome back on the show. You know, I'm glad everything good with you. You safe, you know, during this hard time.
Yeah, man. I've just been following directions. Staying home, working from home, you know, doing my research and everything from the house, you know. Trying to keep the head up. That's what you got to do in these times, you know. It's a different time.
Yes. Yeah, it is, and we all go get through this. We all get through this. But the crazy thing about this hard time, WrestleMania is still happening during this hard time.
That's a fact. You know, the show, like they say, the WWE, the show must go on.
Must go on.
Do it wrong. Yes. And that's where WrestleMania is going to end up happening. Show is still going on. Performance Center, two nights.
Yes. Two nights. Yes. First time ever.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know. It seems like a little trash because, you know, you ain't got the fans there. And the fans make WrestleMania. Feel me?
Yeah.
So, you know, it might seem like a little trash, but they'll put it. I figure they're going to put something together to make this work. You feel me?
Yeah. And to be honest, yo, since the last couple of wars of SmackDown, their promos been on point, son, without the fans. Like, if you notice, everybody promos been on point.
Well, yeah.
So I'm actually...
That's a whole fact. I don't know what it is. Maybe Triple H been taking on the promo school for a little bit. But, you know, I did see a big increase in, like, the level of the promos that, you know, we've been seeing in comparison to the past shows, you know?
So yes.
Have you seen an Undertaker promo from Raw last night?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was pretty fire. They gave me, like, late 90s, early 2000s American Badass vibes. You feel me?
Yeah, it really did for me, too. And Edge, too. Edge promo, too.
Mm-hmm.
But here itself, we're gonna talk about night one and night two. I actually found out the order for both nights.
Okay.
And also, I got all the changes. Remind y'all, if y'all listen to this episode, SmackDown had not announced the changes yet. So yeah, we pretty much give y'all an early preview of what's gonna change for SmackDown for some of the matches. So
yeah.
Definitely
gonna get this.
We're going to do it right now. So we'll start with night one. The first match for night one, from what I heard, is Brock versus Drew McIntyre.
Mm.
For the WWE title. It's the reason why they first. But yeah, that's the first match for night one.
Well, I heard the man's stuck in quarantine before the taping.
Yeah.
So I could see why that would be first, honestly.
Yeah.
If we were to give predictions, all right, being the fact that it's taped, you're going to see a lot of spoilers. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah. I'm kind of shocked that nobody spoiled it yet. So that's a good thing.
I actually heard a few spoilers, not with this particular mattress. By the way, I'll go with Drew McIntyre for the win.
But
there are, like, you know, there are a few. I did come across a few sites where they did give away, you know, a couple of the matches, you know, so that's something we definitely got to keep our eye on, you know.
Good thing I haven't seen nothing yet, so I'm gonna have a happy behind that. I have not seen none spoilers yet.
Don't worry, I won't bring them up in this podcast at all. It'll be like we'll definitely chop it up later on that one. But
okay, good.
And back in terms of the whole Drew and Brock situation, honestly, if you're gonna go into SummerSlam, you know, with a different vibe, you're definitely gonna have to go with Drew McIntyre in this one. Number one,
yeah.
Number two, it's past due. I feel like he was ready for the big show, you know, from when his first stint with WWE was. So
Yeah, he was the chosen one. He was definitely the chosen one.
You know, so you definitely have to look at that as a viable option. Brock had that title for a good minute. However, we don't see him, you know, and it would be nice to get a champion on Raw, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. And to be honest, I agree with you. I am going with Drew as well. Drew do deserve it. It's Drew Tom.
If they don't do this now, it's going to be like Braun Strowman all over again.
Basically, we're going to get to that later, too, but we're going to get to that later. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm going with Drew, and you're going with Drew as well, right? All right, so next match. Here is one of the changes of the matches. All right, the original match is Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
And we all know right now, Daniel Bryan is quarantined as of right now.
Mm-hmm. He's got that on the coronavirus.
Yeah, so he's quarantined right now. So I don't know if Daniel Bryan Drew will be in this match or they're going to replace him with Drew Gulak, which I think that might be the change. We will find out on 2 SmackDown.
You know what? Gulak, though, he gives me like Mustafa Ali vibes before he got injured.
He
kind of does give me those type of vibes going into this before, you know, Mustafa Ali got injured and Kofi kind of slid in for the kill. And we all know what happened after that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I'm looking at Drew Gulak, you know what I'm saying? I could see him, you know, getting up there. However, I feel like Sami Zayn might end up taking this one due to the fact that Daniel Bryan's is in quarantine. They might have to switch up the script a little bit here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I would definitely give this one to Sami Zayn. You know, and then we'll see how it goes from there after that in terms of how they're going to build their roles, you know?
Yeah. I know for me, I think either way, if it's Daniel Bryan or Drew Gulak, I think Sami Zayn not giving that title for much longer. So if Daniel Bryan threw in this match for this weekend, I go with Daniel Bryan. If Drew Gulak is replacing Daniel Bryan, I go with Drew Gulak.
You forgetting a popular factor, too. You also got the collective with Shinsuke and Cesaro there, too. You really going to like sit there and be like, he's going to overcome all of that to get his...
Bro.
Like, Sami Zayn.
But also rumored that Cesaro is also quarantined. But I don't know how true that is, but... If that is the case, then Sami Zayn
might win. I did hear that, but like I said before, like you got sometimes you gotta take these things with a grain of salt, and you're gonna see a lot of that in this particular pay per view. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah, so yeah, so next match. So next match we got the Fire Funhouse match. Yes. That's the match. Bray Wyatt.
Is it like the match he had with Randy Orton that one time?
I hope not.
I'll definitely like kind of change the channel on that one. But
So as you know, it's Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking about with this particular match, the Fiend, the character, he took such a big hit going into WrestleMania, losing the title to Goldberg in like 2 seconds, you know. They took a big hit to his character, you know. So I always feel like, we spoke in private and in public about this. How do you build somebody to be so unstoppable just to be stopped in 3 minutes or less? You know what I'm saying?
With this particular
match, they're gonna try to build him up more. To get back to that status, you know what I'm saying? So for this one, I would have to give it to the Fiend. You know, Johnson's going to yet again eat yet another L at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, but remember, the first WrestleMania, they went against each other. John Cena buried Bray Wyatt. But I feel like this will be Bray Wyatt would get his redeemed. Back on this match, I'm going with Bray Wyatt in this match with the Fiend on this match as well. I need the Fiend winning.
Fair enough. I'll go with that as well because you know you definitely got to put that character back up, and we're gonna get into like the rest of the SmackDown lineup too, and it'll definitely lead up to my point of why I feel the Fiend's definitely gonna get that second run again.
I think so too, actually. But I think that John Cena and the Fiend match, they're gonna be a really close call though. Like John Cena might be real close to winning, but he's gonna win it.
That shit's gonna be too weird for him, bro. If that WrestleMania match from I think it was WrestleMania 30, I believe. If that last match was weird for him and he was fighting with himself on that one, this shit is probably gonna get like 10 times
a lot worse.
Watch it. If it's not as bad as the match he had with Randy Orton that one time.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. That match was terrible. All right, so the next match, we got AJ Styles versus The Undertaker in a Barnyard match.
You know, it's PG. That's really a buried alive match. I heard when they explained basically. it in one of the interview a couple days back. He was talking about it's basically that like the buried alive graveyard match, bro. No bullshit. I was watching Rock Bottom, December 99 pay per view with Stone Cold and The Undertaker in a buried alive match. You know, it's a throwback for the quarantine folks. If you got the network, you might want to check that. I was low key underrated pay per view. She was kind of dope. I feel like over the course of his career, The Undertaker been kind of like, you know, pretty good at these type of matches or whatever. However, you're looking at towards the end of his career. Call me crazy. I'm gonna go with AJ Styles in the club with this one.
I'm not even calling crazy. Cause I actually think about the same thing actually.
Because I mean, if you're really going to build up AJ Styles' credibility, I mean he's already there. Not take that away. It's already there. However, if you're gonna build up his credibility even further, then a win against The Undertaker at WrestleMania, even though two guys did it already, you know?
Yeah.
It would definitely build his shit up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm all about the build, especially for, like, you know, from talent that we haven't seen, like, not that we haven't seen much of, but, you know, from talent that we don't get to see as much because we always get hit with, like, the Roman Reigns and the, you know, the situation. So it'll be nice. So I got AJ Styles on this one.
This was one of the hardest matches to pick. One of the hardest matches. I might go with AJ as well. But also, I think Undertaker will go as the American Badass Undertaker, not the original Undertaker that we always see.
Well,
I think he will bring back the American Badass, you know, Undertaker for this match.
Well, I was doing my research and I did hear some stuff about his character being changed up, you know, because he was... That I heard from different sources where they was getting tired of the whole Undertaker gimmick, you know? And he did up from that to do the American Badass gimmick in the early to mid 2000s.
Yeah.
You know? So I could see, I heard that they were going to mix it up, you know, between him and the Undertaker and the American Badass. If you've seen on a Raw a couple weeks ago, he disappeared like the Undertaker, but he looked like the Tiger King.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
So if you're really gonna base it off something, you know, I would rather see him do both at the same time and then have the quote unquote mythical powers for it. Then I'll kind of like waver on that probably the night of. But if you're asking me right now on a Wednesday, AJ Styles in the club winning this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say AJ Styles as well. Yeah, AJ Styles definitely winning this one as well. All right, next match for night one, we got the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Sasha Banks versus Lacey Evans versus Tamina versus Naomi. Dana Brooke was supposed to be in this match as well, but she got quarantined. So, who do you think winning this one? All right,
so remember what I was telling you about spoilers?
Yeah.
This is one of them. I'm going to go with Sasha Banks. You know, Bailey and Sasha always been, you already know, lately they've been tight as shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, helping win matches and everything like that. But Sasha always wanted that gold above all else.
Always, she does. Yeah, she, I agree. She definitely always did.
Yeah, though. And Bailey's like, even though she's on some badass shit, that's her friend, and she's big on friends more than protecting that belt, as you've seen a couple years back. You know, I don't know how that's going to change now with a heel persona, how it's going to play out, but I definitely do see Sasha Banks walking out of WrestleMania with that title, though.
Actually, I actually agree with you. I've been for the longest time, I always knew Sasha Banks would be in a WrestleMania match, and I knew that if she was, she was going to win it, and that haven't changed here. I am going with Sasha Banks. But I think, but my thing is, I think Sasha Banks will turn babyface and turn on Bayley, you know, for that. And they're going to set up a show on SummerSlam.
I can see that. For them to I don't like Sasha babyface. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really not. I'd rather see her be heel and then kick ass. Like her demeanor gives me heel vibes.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I agree with you.
You know?
I definitely agree with you.
And I feel like she's better off with that rather than, you know, her being a baby face and everybody loving her and anything like that, you know? It's believable for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going with Sasha Banks for the title. No baby face turn, yo. Fuck that.
Well, I'm going for Sasha Banks as well. We see what happens.
All right,
so next, we got Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens.
Oh my God. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to get invested in this feud. And I kind of can't. I'm sorry. I mean, like, I think Raw and SmackDown, they both have matches on here that a good amount of matches I could get invested in. And others that I'm like, I could definitely, like, you know, fast forward on that one. This might be one of them, but I will give it to Kevin Owens. You know.
I agree. I think Kevin Owens as well. Especially because the promos from them two lately, you know, since Seth Rollins sort of, I guess, undefeated for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
This might be his first loss at WrestleMania.
I can see his first loss. You know, which is crazy because from a man that could beat Brock Lesnar for the title in like 10 minutes to this, it kind of shows you, you know, where it's at, you know? So, I don't know. It's fitting that he might lose this one, you know? And it'll be good that he could probably get into like a different situation in terms of characters. So, we'll see how that goes, but I could definitely give Kevin Owens a win on this one.
Yeah, I agree. Kevin Owens definitely winning. And also, I heard that him and Becky Lynch are taking a break after WrestleMania anyway. Exactly. That's another reason why I think they're going to win. But you know.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like, y'all, I always see this shit. Even with Finn Balor at SummerSlam, I believe. He took a break after The Fiend
came. Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
And he ate that. He ate hell. He took a break, fell back, then came back to NXT. Now he's running all over NXT.
Yeah. So, as a heel at that.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I've been wanting to see. Because I believe he was a heel in Japan. So I like seeing people get back to their roots, you know? So it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. So we both going with Kevin Owens in this one. The next match, which would personally would be my match of the night for night one, is Randy Orton versus Edge. Last man standing match.
That's going to be a match. Yo, my God. That's going to be match of the night. Yeah.
Night one, yeah, definitely gonna be next match.
If that's eight. Not match of the night, probably that Sami Zayn and Gulak. That might be match of the night in terms of like technical moves and shit like that.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So I would give this one to Randy Orton.
Really?
Yes. I mean, Grant, I think we're like this, right? They both had the same mentors. They both went. They were both had tutelage under Mick Foley, right?
Yeah,
you can't really base it off of that. You gotta base it to see how far people are really gonna go in a last man standing match. Basically, you gotta see who gives a fuck less. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And over the course of both of their careers, I've seen Randy Orton give way less fucks on a night.
yeah, that's definitely true.
Then I've seen Edge care. You know what I'm saying? Randy Orton don't give a shit, bro. Yeah. So I can see him doing some outlandish shit at WrestleMania for a WrestleMania moment real quick to get the win. So my money's on Randy Orton on that one. That's just me.
I'm going to go with Edge in this one. The reason why I'm going with Edge because We need a happy ending match. I think this is probably one happy ending match.
That's for the happy ending.
And plus, I'm pretty sure Ed Bagel could just come back just for him to lose. I'm sorry. You know? And I heard that he like, on a part-time schedule due to the fact that his injury, they don't want to make him get hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say Edge on this one. Edge come back and he going to win this Randy match. I don't think it's going to be over after WrestleMania, though.
I want to see SummerSlam. I want to see a Hell in a Cell match or a hardcore match at SummerSlam.
That would be fire. Now, that would be fire.
And like, this is the end of the feud. You know what I'm saying? You can't give me a good ass.
I don't think so either.
And just leave like that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't think so either. I don't think it's going to end. It should end after this. No, me. I'm sorry.
If you really want to milk the shit out of this, have something for SummerSlam. And if you really want to drive the point home, have a Survivor Series match.
Yeah. They would put it for Money in the Bank. Remember, Edge was the first winner for Money in the Bank.
That's true. That would be perfect. They put them both in the bank and see what's up.
Well, that would be perfect.
Against these young cats, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Facts. So you going with Randy, I'm going Edge.
All right.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. You got Randy and Edge on the main event of night one. Do I hear?
Actually, that's not the main event. Not the main event for night one. I'm about to say the main event right now for night one.
Oh, that's okay.
And to be honest, honestly, Edge and Randy should be main event for night one, actually.
I thought
sadly, this is main event. I wish it was. Damn. So the main event for night one is Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler is the main event for night one.
I give it to Baszler.
that's an easy choice. I give it to Baszler as well.
Becky going on, so, I mean, bro. She ain't holding that title for long. Yeah. And I ain't gonna hold you. She did hold it for a whole year.
Yeah. So, for a whole year.
It's really the perfect time to come up off that. You know, and who better moved than Baszler?
I agree.
He's really like the female Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't remember the last time she lost, honestly.
Other than NXT, she lost to Rhea Ripley.
Oh yeah, for the NXT title.
Yeah. She lost to Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
And then she lost again when they had this Battle Royal, and then Royal Rumble. Remember she didn't win the Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, true. All right, so
yeah. Well, I mean, she lost, but it was a loss that made her look weak though. It was a loss that like, well, okay, but it didn't make her look weak though.
But that's the same thing like with Brock Lesnar though too. You know what I'm saying? They made him look kind of strong a little bit until Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
So you kind of knew where the torch was being passed. You know what I'm saying?
Fact. Yeah.
It kind of works.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for night one. Baszler is the last match for night one. So let's go into night two now.
Into night two, right? I still got one thing for night one. You said you going with Edge for that Randy Orton Edge last ending match, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a Long Island iced tea for that when shit's open back up in New York?
I got you. Yeah, I got you on that. Yeah, I got you on that. So
that's a bet.
I got you on that.
All right.
All right. So let's go. Let's go to night two, sir. Night two. All right, so here's another hit in first in the match of night two. And it's first match for night two is the second match that being changed.
Okay.
So the original match is Miz and John Morrison versus the New Day versus the Usos.
Yo, I am so mad at Miz for fucking up this match.
Yeah, me too, sir. Me too. I really want to see this match.
Like,
yeah.
Like when they tell you to stay your ass home, you stay your ass home, bro. You don't go to work and get the whole map sick. Now you got John Morrison and one of the Usos, depending on who wins in Rock, Paper, Scissors, to go up in.
Basically, yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, so basically. Yeah, so basically John Morrison versus, I think it's Jay in the ladder match. So, yeah, that's the match now.
I'm sorry. I'm giving it to John Morrison.
I agree, too. And not really saying much to say about this match. John Morrison definitely win it.
You can't say much about it. If the whole New Day was in there and the whole rest of the tag team was in there, then yeah, that would have been a discussion we could have definitely built on. But when you just got two guys and one of them is really well versed in ladder matches, it's kind of hard to tip the scale on that. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
So I'm definitely gonna go with John Morrison on that one. Miz and Morrison retaining the titles.
Yeah. But is it for the title still, or is it just a single match now?
I heard it was for the titles. I don't know. That might change on Friday's episode of SmackDown.
But we fight on Friday.
Looking for the titles, though.
We fight on Friday. All right, so next match, we got Otis versus Dawson Singler.
See, I told you I had one match that I wasn't OD entertained by. This is the one. I don't.
Yeah.
Don't give a shit.
This match. I guess
though, for the storyline plot alone, I don't know if Dolph Ziggler is dating Shorty, but
I heard in real life Otis really dating Mandy Rose in real life though.
Then that's the storyline in quarantine, my guy. But I would definitely would give this one to Otis for the win. Otis for winning tonight and winning for bagging that sexy ass Mandy Rose.
I agree. I'll go with Otis as well. Next match. This next match might be a bathroom break for me. King Corbin versus Elias.
SmackDown got two. They got two of them. Yeah. I can sit there and make some, go get a snack real quick and come back. They got both of those. I say Elias with Rob Gronkowski getting that, you know, added assist because, you know, he's a host and everything, right?
Yeah,
that entrance, bro. That's how I'm coming back in the Taj. I promise you.
That's how I'm coming back.
Some quirky ass dance and sliding right over the Princess Bar. That's it.
I dare you, son. Word, fact. Oh, shout out to Princess, by the way. Shout out to Taj, Saper Man at the door. All right, back to it.
Let me get back to Saper Man at the door.
Back to this match.
Yeah. So yeah, I give that one to Elias, man. You gotta have some feel good moments, and that's one of them.
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to Elias too. I'm going with Elias too, but I got a feeling King Kobe gonna put Elias over though. Definitely, I feel like he'll do that.
I can see that. But,
yeah. All right. Next match is a very random match, but it might be pretty interesting depending on how it turned out. We got Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley.
That is interesting, though. I'm not going to hold you. I've been kind of sleeping on that a little bit, not for nothing.
But here's the thing. I think originally they were supposed to be Rusev versus Bobby Lashley. He didn't resign the contract yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he didn't sign the contract. That's why that happened. So I think that's in their logic, they put that as the Black just because, you know.
Yeah, to fit the end of the story, like I think that's supposed to be like the end of it right there. I want to see Bobby Lashley win this one. Is that weird?
It's not weird.
Because I feel like it might set him up for like a Drew McIntyre or Brock Lesnar match.
I was thinking that actually, but. I'm gonna say Aleister Black. Aleister Black is Paul Heyman guy.
Gotcha.
You know, Paul Heyman like his guys. Aleister Black is his guy.
All right, so he definitely might get a push. I'm thinking like long term. I'd rather see Bobby Lashley get the win to get that build up towards SummerSlam. I do. You know.
I do too. Bobby Lashley deserves a lot better, man. I'm sorry.
I don't know. He's a dope competitor, but his promos are boring to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's too happy. How you a heel and you happy? What are you, Eugene?
It weird. He was not like that at TNA. When he was at TNA, he was I took him serious when he was at TNA. When he came back to WWE,
he always smiling. Like, why do you smile? He vomits like a OD built Apollo Crews. Like, why are you smiling so much?
He just happened to be back, I guess. He just happened to be back.
You a heel? That shit out. What are you, Bray Wyatt? Nah, like. I get why he's smiling. That ain't no regular ass happy to be here smile. Like, that's a niggas playing a fun house with rabbit smile. Like, that shit is weird. But you should not be smiling too much as a heel, bro. Like, that, nah.
I agree. You're right.
But I do want to see him in his match, though. So I'm going to give that one to him. I'm going to give my conviction to him.
I mean, I can find a way about letting him get treated better, but I think Aleister Black will win it.
Can say he'll be treated better, but not today.
But I do agree with you though. I think whoever wins this match, they might get a bigger push after this match though.
Definitely.
Who knows? This might be matching the night for night two. Who knows?
You might be right if John Morrison doesn't put on a show.
Oh yeah, he always put on a show though.
And that's a ladder match. When, like Like, I've seen some good WrestleMania ladder matches in my quarantine time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can see that being at night two match of the night. But, you know, I can understand why you say that, though.
So, next match. Well, they already announced the change for this already. Street Profit versus Angel Garza in Authentic Theory for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
That was a change, too, from Andrade, right?
Yeah. Andrade, well, I'm suffering from rib injury.
Yo, I'm surprised Montez Ford didn't suffer from no injuries after that nasty ass
he took that. Yeah, right. Wait, we're having a war. Yo, the WrestleMania! I'm dying. I'm dying when you did that.
My man just dived, bro. He fell dumb hard. Like, what the... Like, Austin Theory was not trying to take no catches, bro. He was like, nope, not today.
But I'm not going to front. This match was kind of hard to pick, though. I'm not going to front.
He had coronavirus. This ain't that hard to pick, though. I ain't going to hold you. I kind of give this one to the Street Profits.
The Street Profits?
Regardless, he's not still hurt from that nasty-ass fall he took Monday.
Yeah. I want to say Street Profits, but then... But what was the point of adding Austin Theory for him to lose? I heard, and that's another thing, Paul Heyman guy now too. Another Paul Heyman guy. He see big things on Austin Theory for him NXT. But he actually do. I like him in NXT. But he another Paul Heyman guy that he sees them big things. So I don't know. I want to say 3-5, but I think it's going to be Austin Theory and Angel Garza winning this one.
I don't know. We could put that up for the Long Island Iced Tea Challenge too, you know?
I don't know about that, though. I'm not too sure about this match, though. I'm not too sure.
All right, we'll hold that one back, then.
So I might just go with... I'm probably going to go with 3-5-8 to be safe.
Okay.
This next match is a pretty interesting match. We got Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley for the NXT title.
Oh man, that might be match of the night. Honestly,
I agree. I think this might be match of the night. Yeah, it might be match of the night.
And honestly, I would say that because Charlotte puts on the show at WrestleMania all the time.
Yes.
You know, I've seen some stuff from really Rhea Ripley. She's pretty dope too. But Charlotte puts on the show literally every WrestleMania. Like, yeah. I don't know how. Like the consistency is just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so I would give this one to Charlotte to make it like her eighth title.
I think it's 10th. I gotta look it up. Make sure, but she's definitely up there though.
She's trying to get her dad's ring like that. With like 18 titles or 32 titles if you don't count the non-WWE ones.
True. But I might agree with you on this. I might go with Charlotte as well. It'll be pretty interesting to see her NXT, you know, fighting Bianca Belair again and Lucha Shirai and stuff like that.
That's kind of gonna be said. I want to see more Charlotte in NXT though. I kind of caught a couple episodes of that. I was like, okay, try to get in with these jokes, but you got to build. That's how you build the future, honestly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Future.
Yeah,
so you get on the shows. She's pulling the real Finn Balor move. You get on the shows. You start building up the talent. You know, that's how they're doing it. They're looking at longevity for that one, and I definitely like that.
Yeah, me too. So I definitely go with Charlotte. I do want to see Lou Shirai versus Charlotte Flair. And don't forget, NXT got a woman number one contender match two coming up. I think coming up next week. So whoever wins WrestleMania, they're going to get Charlotte or Rhea Ripley for that match.
That you got to keep a close eye on too, honestly. Exactly. Definitely got to keep a close eye on that.
Yeah, definitely. So. Yeah. All right, so next match. I don't really care about this match, but we got Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Kabuki Warriors for the Women's Tag Team titles.
I kind of care. Like, kind of, sort of. A little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I kind of, sort of, a little bit care. Because I'm a big fan of the Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah, me too.
I could see them winning the chip for this one, winning that match as well, because of the fact that You know, they both seem like, you know, I like the chemistry that they both bring on that, you know? So it definitely does fit. So I could definitely see Kabuki Warriors beating like being up for the title.
Me, as much as I like Kabuki Warriors, I heard they're not winning. I think Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross is winning. Sad to say, they've been building up for like a whole year anyway, Nikki Cross and them.
I did see that though. Like, they've been kind of doing their own thing a little bit. So I won't be surprised.
And plus, I heard Kylie Sane might be leaving after the contract about to be up. So
really,
it might be leaving. Yeah, she didn't resign. She didn't resign. She didn't resign. She want to go back to Japan and do her wrestling out there. Mm. So, but here's the thing.
Okay.
But here's the thing. If Kabuki Warriors do win, that means she resigned. If she lost, that means she leaving. That's basically how I see it. So I'm gonna just go.
Yeah, because basically.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, because basically, like, when you, like, they usually do the contract. Sometimes they do the contract signings like last minute, like right before an event.
Yeah.
So we might not know until like the day of, and they're like, "Oh shit, she won and she signed a contract. She's dope now."
Exactly.
You know. So I would say, as of right now, she leaving.
Yeah. So I think so I go with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross on this one. But I quote down the line, Alexa Bliss going to turn on Nikki Cross down the line though. I think down the line, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss going to turn on Nikki Cross down the line.
I'm counting on it.
Me too, because them on the team is very annoying.
At first it was annoying, and then I kind of just got used to it. So I was like, all right, they good. But, you know, I haven't, for the tag titles though, I'm not too sold on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not me. Not right now. Me either. Not right now, aren't you?
But we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, now here come the night two main event, son. Main event. All right, so, and here's the biggest change out of all.
Thriller.
So the original match was Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, and I'm not gonna front. I was looking forward to that match in a sort of sense.
I was a little bit
looking forward to it.
I'm sorry, Roman Reigns got 5 moves. Goldberg got 3 moves. So and you're gonna for 5 minutes, you're gonna see a combined 8 moves. That's it. Yeah. No, I was interested, but you know, not really. So yeah. I would have gave it to Roman Reigns, but once again, coronavirus.
Yeah. But the thing about Roman, don't have corona. He didn't want to risk his life, which for him and his family. So I appreciate him for doing that. You know,
like you just came back from real life leukemia.
Yeah,
and you know you don't want to. Yeah, and then you find out coronavirus happened. You don't want to risk getting coronavirus, especially if you got leukemia, bro. Too much.
And plus, he got older family members in his house too, so he didn't want to do that. If he did end up getting it, family members.
Exactly. You're going to end up losing a legend for a match with three-move Goldberg.
Yeah. So you know, he pulled himself out the match, and his replacement is Braun Strowman, which you mentioned Braun Strowman earlier in this episode.
That is a fact. Spoiler alert, I did hear about Braun Strowman winning the title at the taping at WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
I did hear that. However, I also heard they did different endings in case there were leaks.
Yeah, of course.
Because if you're like live is one thing, you know, we're not going to know until it happens. Taping, people could be like, oh, I heard this, you know what I'm saying? And you have a whole bunch of rumors that goes on.
Yeah, true.
So, they did say that Braun Strowman was winning the title, but if you're filming like 2 or 3 separate endings, we might not know. But what I do know is Goldberg is part time, so I can see him like.
Yeah, because originally Goldberg was supposed to lose to Roman Reigns anyway, so that was always been the plan. Like last year in WrestleMania, we always talk about Roman Reigns going to win the title. Last year to now.
Yeah.
I've been saying that since I started doing the prediction last year.
I saw the Fiend had the title from Crown Jewel. I'm like, all right, this is dope. I can get behind this. Yeah. Although I do know Roman Reigns is going to come off that at Mania.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to come full circle. But with the whole, you know, changes with the leukemia and protecting the family.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get up to Braun Strowman and then have them go have Roman Reigns and them go at it at SummerSlam and build that.
I was thinking that.
That's how you put shit back on track.
I mean, if they go keep the same ending of Goldberg winning, then I might just go with Braun Strowman as well. But you just never know. Goldberg might stay longer, but I'm
I get frustrated. I'm sorry. I get frustrated with that.
Wait, yeah, part time is staying, right?
There, bro. He's like, and I know I'm supposed to be like by like. I'm partial, but as a fan, I can't get behind that shit.
Nah, I can't either. I'd rather Braun win. I feel like Braun deserves it. One thing, that man deserves it.
Oh yeah, I'd rather the kid that teamed up with Braun last WrestleMania win that one.
Facts.
You know, we ain't see him after that shit.
Yeah, but I want to probably have to go. But I think I want to know if Braun do end up winning, who will be his next feud though? That's my thing. Before Roman Reigns come back for SummerSlam, but who could be the next feud though? I do hear after Mania, they gonna take a break because the opponent's in a lockdown. So
yeah, you trying to go on? You can only do but so much. They filmed until April 6th.
The night after Mania Raw, I think.
And then after that, you know, everything's up in the air.
Yeah.
So we don't really know who's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like who's going to be going up for that.
Yeah.
So we have to see, you know, that's something we have to see when things get back to normal, yeah, whenever
much,
that means.
Yeah, pretty much, son. Well, I'm going with Braun, and you go with Braun as well, right?
I'll even go with that kid who won the tag team titles at WrestleMania. At this point, I don't give a shit.
That's all you want, son.
Somebody.
But you ain't know, but Aaron saying thank you for coming on the show.
You already, man. Pleasure as always, man. Also, I gotta stress this enough. People, please wash your nasty ass hands, bro. Yes. Wash your hands. Stay in the house.
I agree.
Keep away from the old folks. Yes, you know, yes. I know everybody's passionate, but keep away from the old folks because we gotta make sure we take care of them as well, man.
Yeah, I agree, yo.
Like honestly, so definitely we gotta keep our heads up on this one. It's only gonna be a temporary setback for a major comeback.
Yeah. Also, y'all pray as well, man. Pray, cause
prayer. You gotta definitely pray out here to make sure everything's all right. Pray for the fan. Pray for your loved ones. Everybody.
Yeah. You know, drop the social media and let them know where they can reach you, son.
Oh, that's a fact. You could definitely reach me at Aaron Sands from there on Instagram. Shop by Sands if you want to take a shoot, have a photo shoot during these quarantine times. I always shoot 6 feet away so that way we both safe. also, you could reach me at Rondo Aaron Sands Johnson on the Facebook. I don't know when these clubs is coming back, but you know when they do, you say premiere at the door at both Katra and Taj. You already know what it is.
And don't forget. The Premier Boy podcast is coming back real soon. Myself, Bit Darren Sands, and DJ Retro. We'll be back soon.
We gotta have a Zoom meeting. This is gonna have to come down to like the video Zoom meetings. You feel me? We gotta get this in somehow. We definitely gotta get this in.
Yeah, I definitely agree, yo. You know, once again, yo, thank you for coming to the show, and we'll be right back.
Hello everybody, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture, you know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the star Roddy Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Mal, and we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, many more. each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m. You can check out the Proverbial Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Yeah!
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to the new episode. Thank you to my bro, my special guest, Mr. Aaron Sands, for coming on the show. You know, I appreciate you. And look out for the Premier Bell Podcast when we back it, coming soon with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, the DJ Retro, when we back in business. Until we figure out what we're going to do with the Premier Bell Podcast, we're going to keep y'all posted on that. As y'all already know, Catcher and Taja did not open at the moment, but when we are back in business, keep it a reminder, when we are back in business, each and every Friday, Raymond Friday at Catcher, 217 Body Street, St. Premier at the door, each and every Saturday, Best Day Party at Taj, 48, 21st Street, 25th and 6th, St. Premier at the door. I am looking for guests for the rest of Season 2 and Season 3 right now, you know, so y'all could, you know, email me, a bio about yourself, everything that you do, to Ken, YPGENT, at gmail.com. I repeat, Ken, YPGENT, at gmail.com. Or you can DM me, Ken, underscore the gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore, Mr. M-R, gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the new episode. And don't forget to pray, stay inside, wash your hands. We all get through it together, y'all. And have a good night.
Hi, this is Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle.